Hi, my name is Jack. I'm here with Robert, discussing The Giver by Lois Lowry. So tell me, Robert, does this novel have any specific historical context?
It does, yes. Lois Lowry wrote this novel during a time when this story could become a reality. She wrote this book to warn people.
So to add on, in the story, Jonas is thinking to himself, he had always ignored the announcements because he didn't understand it and because it never seemed to apply to him in any way. He ignored it, as most citizens did, and many of the commands and reminders read by the speaker. And this is a passage from the novel where he begins to join the ranks of unimaginative, sheepish thinkers, and it's quite frankly very scary to think about. So, Robert, what do you think about the novel, or what do you think it's about, and what is it trying to portray?
I think about the future, obviously. It adds a lot of effect and emphasis to the idea behind a controlling government that limits the people to such an extent that almost creates a sense of worry, like, quote, will this happen someday, end quote. But I think that what really makes it a page-turner is the fact that this story is narrated by a 12-year-old boy. He has no idea what all this means, but it changes his perspective when he becomes the receiver.
So, do you think schools and libraries should continue to promote this book?
Yes, absolutely. It's a positive representation of taking action and protecting our rights and our personal lives, just in a negative way. Describing what seems to be a utopia at first becomes a nightmare when you find out everything isn't what you think it is.
So, there's a song called Remember Everything by Five Finger Death Punch. How does it relate to this novel?
Well, the chorus of the song goes, quote, if I could hold back the rain, would you numb the pain? Because I remember everything. If I could help you forget, would you take my regrets? Because I remember everything, end quote. To me, it almost feels like an anthem for or to the people who fell between where the world is now in the story and where it used to be, where everyone was open and free, and you could think for yourself independently. I kind of picture a hard-fought battle between these rebellious people and the government, and they failed, and that's what the song is about. The literal song is about how this man failed, and he didn't add up in the end, and he lost everything.
Well, I'd say that's pretty accurate. Thank you, Robert, and thank you, everyone, for listening.